Blog Talk Radio.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 4044
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
This is your Frog Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, the one who is sponsoring this show. May Allah continue to bless him. We'd like to greet all of the audience in the greeting of peace. Abay Shalom Aleikum, Sister Me God, peace be unto you. We're going to open this show with a prayer, and then we'll close with a prayer. That means we have done two things right. So we're going to start off like this with the name, Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Lailameen, Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omni, Iyaka Na'budu Iyaka Nasta'in, Adini Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladina Antum Alayhim, Ghadri Maghdubi Alayhim, Walidolin, Amin. We seek protection from Satan, the open enemy, with the name of God. God is most gracious, most merciful. All praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord, the cherub and stain of all the world. Most gracious, he's most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, and not the way of those who earn your anger. Surely Allah be true. Amen. So we greet you again. And the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's not a greeting that can compare with this greeting. It's not bragging. It's the greeting that God gave us. And we want to share that greeting with the whole world and hope one day the whole world will be given this greeting because the whole world will be at peace. And that's what it means. As-salamu alaykum. Simply means may God's peace be unto you. Be up to the world. There's no peace without God. And when God is taken out of anything, there come the problems that go to peace. So we thank you for joining us tonight. We're here tonight with this show. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. I am from Decatur, Georgia, and I am one of the co-host workers. Suda Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is also a co-worker here tonight, and my wife, Dair Akbar, from Decatur, Georgia. And sometimes we have a brother from Columbus, Georgia, who's on last night. His family, his wife is sick, and they are at the hospital, and we're praying for her. Won't you say a prayer for her? Because she's trying to recover from a stroke. And we pray that Allah bless her to get better and any other brothers and sisters who are sick and that we don't have time to call their name. May Allah send his blessing up on them and bless them to get better and return to their family. And also we have an imam that comes on with us. His name is Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. He is from Atlanta, Georgia right now, and he resides over the masjid and other masjid, but he resides over this masjid. Yeah, and it's temporarily shut down in the hands of someone else right at the moment. But we're claiming our masjid, and that masjid is in LaGrange, Georgia. We are planning on one day going back to that masjid and reclaiming it and renaming it and move it on, inshallah. So we like to, like you said, greet you in the greeting of there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet, that no more prophet to come. Christ Jesus, may God peace be upon him, made this announcement that he had to go away in order for Prophet Muhammad to come. It don't say Prophet Muhammad like you said Prophet Muhammad. It say it calls Prophet Muhammad in the language called him blessed one. So same thing with Prophet Muhammad. And so there's no other person in the history of this world that matched what Prophet Muhammad had done. And there have been people, scholars that wrote books. And one of the books they wrote by the most important, most influenced men of this world, have been in this world. And this writer is a Jewish writer. And he put Prophet Muhammad at first. So when you study the life of Prophet Muhammad, you can see why they say he the best of the human family. He is a mercy to all the world. And if we all pattern ourselves after the life and follow the life that he lived and try to live this life, we'll be almost perfect. We will never be perfect. We'll be almost perfect. But we'll be the best human being that God has created as an individual. We'll be the best. So we thank Allah. Today, we had a little excitement. Here in Atlanta, in front of my house, I have a sign called the Message of Concern. Where it says, remove all racial image from worship. Big sign there, 4x8. And I also have 2 and 3 signs like that on the property of the masjid that I reside, Masjid al-Manun, which is on 1127 Main Garden Drive. We have 3 signs on the property around the fence. And we call today a person taking them down. We call them. And then we make him help to put it back up. I got it on tape. We helped him. He helped us put it back. And he said he took them down because he thought we was disrespecting Jesus. And that was his cue to take it down. He called himself he had one arm. And he was a Caucasian. We talked to him, and we invited him to come to the Juma and hear what we believe about Jesus. And he see that we all the same. We are human beings. And they have used Jesus to divide and conquer us. And no man can die for. No man came here to die. He come here to get you away from the evil. And that's evil what he did, taking our sign down. And he really blessed that we is not the violent person. So no man, so we told him that. We reasoned with him, and we let him go. We didn't punish him. We did call the police, but they didn't come. They did not come. So we tried to do all the right thing the right way, and we satisfied with what. And he helped put them back, and he said he wasn't going to do it no more. I got the pictures of him. So we told him we come back, we're not going to call the police no more. And so he went on, and Allah wanted to show the people mercy and to see him out there and then him help putting that sign back up. Y'all seen all the horns, boy. So, you know, tell them how nice that is. So praise it be to Allah. These signs at the advertisement that we see every day promoting racism. Racism is promoted through advertisements, through pictures and through words that they put out there by certain people to keep this racism going, and it's going to continue to go until we work against what they like these signs I got. These signs have really made a difference on our property
and in front of my house. I have no fear of no one attacking me. And when I got the truth, I believe that Allah is the protector of those who say they believe and try to stand up against the evil. I believe Allah is with those. Allah will stand. And, you know, and that is tying your camel. We can't tie the camel and then say we got to get rid of the image, and we make no real commitment or no effort to get rid of the image. We can't do it. We faking it to make it. So we're doing all we can. We think, and I call Sakala, and he going to send some more signs. We're going to get some signs, and we're going to have a cook out here. We're going to cook some fish here and sell it down by the signs, and we're going to pass out literature, and we're going to get on the horn and talk about the oneness of God like we did today. We got on the horn. We did some dawah in the neighborhood. We had some people come up and take pictures. We had some construction workers working on the house. They come back and sort of loses us, especially when I told them that God ain't made no white man. They came back and sort of loses that. They come with the God made us all human beings, and human beings supposed to love each other. We can never love. They ain't going to real love going to ever grow long as that image up in the world. And it's up to us to remove it the best way and the easy way we can, and making a sign saying don't make no image of God, and big as we can, billboard if we can afford it, telling the people that God is one. This is how you get rid of racism. You got to fight. You got to fight. And these signs are fighting. And it wouldn't be fighting that Caucasian would never try to snatch him down. And he got caught by Imam Furqan. He caught him and brought him and the signs up to the masjid, because we were just half a block away. We didn't see it. He took him down so quick, we didn't see it. And but Imam had him up. When we looked and seen they were gone, we went to the masjid, and Imam had this man up there taking this picture, threatening to put him in jail. And he said he going to send some money. He kept lying. The man told him it was a lie. But it was strange at the same time. And that's why I said, don't bother. The man might be a police. He might be sent to cause these problems. So, we let him go. We talk to him and let him go. No, pray to be so long. So this is our mission. To remove these images. That's what the song about. Said the sisters, how can we rest at night? Rest, don't get some rest. How can we get some complete rest? And we know we didn't do all we could do. On the other side, we're going to be saying, let me go back. I think I can do more. No, it's time to do as much as you can and when you can by moving the image. And nobody, have no monopoly on how to do it. But we said these signs speak to millions of people every day, thousands and thousands of people every day. Especially on Hank Aaron Drive. That's right down the street from a stadium, right down the street from one of the biggest schools in Atlanta. Atlanta College of Atlanta. So it's right down the street from there. Georgia State College is right down the street from there. So millions, hundreds of thousands, and then they're building up new apartments all around the master. New apartments, new people all around. So we went to the corner and talked to the people, and they stood out there and listened to us. And we told them, let them know that image is the number one problem that keep us from ever coming together and being human beings. Because we the people that got everything, they got it through falsehood, they got it through lies and deception. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, a man nailed to the cross. You can't call that man no Lord and Savior. God is the Savior. God saved Jesus. Jesus never had to be put on no cross, but they made it appear. They lied about doing that. And they lied that to produce what we see today, racism, separatism, and all the isms that can't bring us together. That's what they did. But they not successful, because God said they planned, and he already planned it, And his plans are already out due and did more, going to do more, and they're going to delete they plan. So the truth comes to delete the falsehood. And that's all it was, falsehood. That's all it is, falsehood. So we're here tonight. Praise be to Allah. May Allah continue to bless us all to keep going in the right direction. Keep us healthy, strong. Keep us away from this virus. Keep us doing things and uniting and coming together. And we ask Allah to bless our program, the BUII, but been together over 2 years, and now we may be getting the hundreds of acres of land that we could build our own town, govern and rule ourselves with our own street, our own mayor, our own laws that govern the land over what we own and control. We're going to have our own law, own school, own Sister Clara, and Imam Warite Muhammad High School, and all the things that we need, doctor's office and everything, dentist, and you name it, our own grocery store with the best food in there. We ain't got to worry about going in there and picking up nothing said pork product, pork ingredients. So God told us to stay away from that, and that's what we intend to do, grow our own food and make sure that kind of food is not put in with the good food. And we only eat that good thing. And then eating good and living good is one of the quality of being on this earth. If your health ain't no good, then you can have all the money in the world. You're going to need somebody to push you around. You're going to need all the pills they can make. That ain't what kind of life is that. Because we come here to die. But we shouldn't come here and help demolish, terminate ourselves with bad food, with bad ideas, with wrong thinking, and being lying. We shouldn't be doing that. So may Allah continue to bless us all. I'm going to look in the queue and see if there's anyone in there that wants to add to this program tonight, whether you be man, woman, or child. You could be crooked. You know, the homosexuals say you're a straight man. So you can be a crooked man. You can be a crooked woman. You're welcome to join us and speak your opinion. We are here to work together and not work against each other. That there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is the final prophet. And Jesus Christ was the son of Mary and not the son of God. And he spoke of one coming, and we said the one that he talked about coming, there's no other history reproved of, size and everything that will point to no other than Prophet Muhammad M. Abdullah. He is the seal of the prophets. So I'm asking if there's anyone that you see, Daya, that could come up next to be on this, come out and be on the show, be on this Block Talk Radio station, and who else? That's the only one you see? Okay, well, Brother Josh is one who indicated, and no one else has indicated, so we have to bring our co-host worker up. Brother Sujah Muhammad Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah. I can't hear you, Daya. I can't hear you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got the name.
I'm the lie. I had it on mute. I'm just talking.
Okay, well, that's...
Audu Lehi Men of Shaitan Rajin. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful, I also testify and I also bear witness that there's only one God, one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. who's a messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You know, Jesus said, "It's not my will, but God's will be done." You know, and that's very important, because the difference between everything else in creation and the human being and the jinn is that we have a free will. I can do my own thing. I can say that there is no God. You see? And all the jinns have that freedom, you know, to not to stay in the mold that God created us in. But everything else must and have to stay in the mold that God created in. But Jesus declared, and he done the same thing that we who call ourselves Muslim is submitting our will to God willingly, not unwillingly, but we willingly submit our will to do God's will. And that's everything in creation, you know. Submit their will to do God's will. God asked the angels. He told the angels, after I create this man and breathe my spirit in him, I want you to give obeisance to him. And the Quran said that the angels bowed down. They didn't hesitate. The angels and the sun, the moon, the stars, the wind, everything in creation submits their will to God. Now they want to bring a person on the scene and asking us to submit our will to a false God. You know. And they're going to use one of God's prophets they're going to lie on God's prophet. Jesus was one that loved God. Jesus told the disciples, he said, "Watch me while I pray." Jesus said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done." You see? So that's what he taught his followers. He taught the people that supported him and believed in him to submit your will to God. Jesus said, "If he do his own thing, then don't follow him." He said, "If I bear witness to myself, my witness is not true." It's false. It's a false witness. So the ones that jumping out there and talking about that you got to pray to Jesus, the Bible itself, see, they go against the Bible, go against their own book. I don't believe they study their book. You can't study your book and make statements like that unless you think everybody is ignorant. A lot of people study the Bible. Who has Muslim? Who studied the Bible? We don't just listen to the listen to everybody else. Everything got to be proven. That's what the book say. They said any time that Jesus went out to pray, went out to teach, so you will find Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane saying his prayer. He was praying. And he was bowing down to God just like the Muslim. He put his head, his face down on the ground. Just like Muslim. See, brothers and sisters, people that trying to talk against Islam, they're afraid of Islam. And many of them is homosexual, they're gay. And they are weak. Many of them is weak. They can't turn down alcohol. They can't turn down fornication, adultery. They can't turn it down. They want an idea of religion that say that you can do anything that you want to do. All you have to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What's up, brothers and sisters? Everybody going to have to answer to God for their action. Everybody, every individual. That's the reason you can't judge. You can't judge a person. Because God knows what's in that person's heart. You can judge them, but it don't mean that you're right. God's going to be the last judge. He's the one going to be the last judge. But I can tell when you're doing right or wrong. I know right from wrong. I know good from bad. You see? I know what God say to do and what not to do. Our book, the Quran, say, we judge according to what God give us. We use that to judge. Brothers and sisters, we got to be able to hear the truth, know the truth, and be able to go into the scripture and know right from wrong. And say, yeah, that's right and that's wrong. You first read the scripture. You study the scripture. Then you apply the scripture out in your life, out in the community, out in the world, or with your family. You apply the scripture. You say that you're following the guidance of God, then you had to apply the book. You can't be a hypocrite. If you say that you follow Jesus, then you got to be like Jesus. And some of the things that we do, we know that Jesus won't do that. We know that. And a person that studied the book, they'll tell you right away, you don't follow Jesus. How do we know? How could I say that? Because I read and study the scripture. I know what Jesus said do and what he says not to do. And if you say that Jesus is all what you say is, a human being can't follow him. A human being can't follow a man that does everything that you say Jesus is doing. And you praying to him and all that. No, you can't follow God. And you got too many people that's saying that Jesus is God. And who you think is responsible for that? For the people believing that Jesus is the creator of the heaven and earth, that he does worship. God forbid. Our book, the Quran, say that God asked Jesus, when he brought Jesus before him to be judged, he said, Jesus, did you tell the people to worship you as God? And Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. Say, if I had, you would have knew it. He said, they are your servant. So when you say something like that, we know you're lying. We just don't want to outright call you a lie. You know, we want you to know that we know you're lying. Never did Jesus teach the peoples or told the peoples that he was God. There's nowhere in the Bible that it says that Jesus say, I'm God. So worship me and follow me. Worship me. Pray to me. It's all right for you to follow him, you know. But to worship him? No, Jesus never said that, brothers and sisters. So we had to set the thing straight and let the peoples know that Jesus was a prophet of Almighty God, and that Jesus was one that gave himself to the worship of God. And Jesus himself prayed to God. Jesus told his disciples, watch me while I pray. He said, watch me while I pray. He prayed to God. And you said that Jesus died on the cross? Jesus said while you were up on the cross to let you know that Jesus didn't want to die. Jesus said, if thou will, take this bitter cup from me. That's what he said. He said, if thou will, take this bitter cup from me. Jesus want to live his life. He want to live like everybody else want to live. But they present Jesus as a man that, like he loved death. That like he loved us so, he loved the sinners so much, you know. That was a wonderful thing to do, to die for a sinner. All these are lies, brothers and sisters. And for a person to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then they portray God's Son as a Caucasian. That's real weird. And then they want to try to sneak out of that. They don't want to talk about that too much. You said you believe that God got a son and his son is a Caucasian, like the pictures that they show all around the world of Caucasians as the Son of God? They show those pictures all around the world. You can't deny that. And then they show God's son as a human being. You can't deny that. The same man that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The same man that committed genocide against the Indian, American Indian. The same man that enslaved, put slavery on a people like no other peoples in history had a person in slavery. Same man. I know you're upset. You're upset because we teaching against your slave master. The Caucasian peoples, they were called the Gentile by the Jews. The Gentile. And they are people that is just really coming into what they're in right now. They had an opportunity to rule, but they weren't just in their rulership. They are quiet. They don't say nothing about the lie that's been told. They don't say nothing about their image. Is a false concept that's been put out there as they've been the children of God, the Son of God. They don't say nothing about that. The Bible says, "No eyes have seen God," and it says, "If you see God, you will die." All that's clear. We need to get away from these lies, brothers and sisters, and deal with the truth. But you hate the truth. You hate the truth because the truth requires responsibility. You got to be responsible to stand up with the truth and to tell the truth. You got to be a responsible person. So is it easy to have a religion and believe in a lie because it don't require nothing of you? So you live a life of an irresponsible person and in falsehood and things that ain't real, you know. You want to live that type of life? Well, you go ahead on. But God say that it's going to come a time that you're going to come face to face with the truth. And you're going to have to make a decision. And after that decision is on you. So, brothers and sisters, we hope that something we said, you can get something out of it. don't just accept everything that I say. Prove me that I'm wrong, you know, and come and let me know about it. And let's talk about it. I came to you in peace, and I'm going to leave you in peace. Of As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got salam. Well,
well, I got my salam.
Got any questions for Suja? They come
yes,
on,
sir.
Eventually come on in the queue. And if no one got any questions to ask him or put with him, we'll go and bring our imam up, Imam Ibrahim. But you punch the queue, we'll stop it now. And let Suja answer the question. You want to put to it? If you want to got something to say? You see no one down here?
Brother Ibrahim, Imam Ibrahim is...
Yeah. Well, bring him on in. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. I pray to Allah that behind what our brother just gave us information, I pray to Allah that we all feeling all right. You know, it's one thing that we always do, first, above anything, is to bear witness. Nothing is deserving of worship of Allah alone. We keep telling you, we have no associates, no partners, no friends like that. And the friend that God described to us in Scripture, we are his friends. We're his friends. Allah said in the Quran, "Ana Allah wa Rasulullah wa mu'minun." He said, Allah and his messenger and the common believers is his friends. That's what Allah say. So we know who Allah's friends are, and we know who Allah's enemies are. And our brother just spelled it out tonight, who the enemy really is. And you, when you look at it and be honest with yourself, like you said, you your own enemy. And just don't want to face it. That you are an agent of the devil. Anytime you hear this kind of information and you don't want to change your life, and what we say is that what we say, we come from your scripture, making everything plain to you, and you still go fight against that, then you're an agent of that devil that you say you want to get away from. And you don't really want no freedom. Jesus said, if you follow him, know you the truth and the truth will set you free. You close, put your finger in your ears when you hear that part. Because you don't really want to be free. Like my brother said, freedom means responsibility. You do not want to be responsible for yourself and your children. That's why your women go against you. You don't stand up as a man. I'm talking about the men now. As a man, like you're supposed to stand up. You're weak and don't have no backbone. But you got backbone when it comes to doing something evil or sneaky or conniving or cheating on your partner, your wife. You got backbone to do that. That's the devil's work. That's the devil's work. But we tell you, say, look, this is how you can get out of this. You don't want to hear that. Oh, I just got to have one more Christmas. Why? Why you got to have one more something that you know is a lie? See, that showed the weakness in you, and Satan know how to play on that weakness. Let me tell you something about us, the ones you call your Muslim brothers and sisters. When you call us that, let the people know, when I say my Muslim brothers and sisters, I'm saying believers. We are believers first and foremost. That's what we are. That's why we stand up and tell you, and your mama used to say, the bald-faced truth, and you can't get around it. How you going to get around truth, and that's what you were born from? You weren't born from no lie, hypocrisy, sneaking in. You were born from memory. That's what our leader taught us. And you're trying to get away from that, of that one who brought you into existence. You'd rather pull up a lie that Satan gave you to the cement to the wheel than the one that brought you here. Now, something wrong with you. If we go into psychology, but we don't have enough time right now, don't play with us, because we ain't going to do any subject you want to go into. Any of them, we ain't going to. We don't have time for the psychotic part right now, but we give it to you on a clear play. Like my brother say, you got all these damn things in the way of your freedom where you can get to God and you denying it. Let me give you one more. where they come up and tell you, or they visit you and you seal it, or come out the hospital, oh, let me come and wash you in the blood of Jesus. How in the hell somebody want to wash you in some blood? And the water is the purest thing on earth. Well, God gave you the water for you to clean yourself. So what do it mean? What do it mean? That's craziness. That's what it is. And the Catholics want to start this crap. I tell you, they history too. And they go talk about eat of his flesh, the cracker, and drink of his blood. Now, don't that sound like a cannibal? A person of cannibalism? Eating flesh or drinking wine? Well, they call it the blood, drinking blood. And this is what you want to follow? You want to follow the abstract. So now I'm going to tell you what our community are. We're our community that make you think. Not to react crazy. We make you think. Our leader told us, stop reacting to everything people do and say, and we're going to be the ones that cause the reaction. And that is what we're doing. We get response now from us that are coming on and trying to guide you to the right direction, or ride you to the right direction. We are the signs. You're like the light on the street, street light, stop sign, yield sign. We're them signs. We tell you when to go, when to stop, and when to yield. We ought to do that so you don't fall into the foot traps of Satan. When we tell you to stop, we see the trap. You can't see it because you haven't allowed yourself to really accept the Creator who created you for who he is. But when it comes to you worshiping Satan and following his imps, following everything he lay out for the trap, you go headlong into it. You know it's a lie and still go head on into it. And then when he beats you down, then you want to call us. See, we might not be around long to tell you where the traps are. Since we don't expose Satan, now we get a response. But that's what we've been looking for. If you're not getting any response from Satan, you ain't doing nothing. When you start doing something, you know that when you start doing something, you know Satan is coming. He's coming. And that's what we want. We're looking in his face and put our hand down to throw the snatch his vital organs out. You won't do it. You'll run. That's just to let you know that we ain't playing. You done played with this Satan so long, you done become looking like him. You walk like him. You smell like him. Okay. You dress like him. How many minutes I got? I don't want to go too far.
You got 6 more minutes.
Okay, Allahu Akbar. That's what I'm talking about. So we are glad that y'all are responding to what we're saying now. Even though you're responding in the negative, that's good too. Because that let us see you. See? That let us see. We see you anyway. Our vision is so far extended in front of you, we better run around the world. You're in the same spot when we get back. You don't know how to move. You don't know how to think. You can't even think properly. That's why you can't sleep at night. That's why you're sleepwalking. You ain't really sleepwalking. You woke, but you call it a sleepwalker. Because you done denied God so long, you feel God's pressure coming from us to you from his words. And God said in the Quran and the Bible, when he attack you, his creature, he'll do what is his hands, or he'll allow us to do it. And we are doing our part because we are doing exactly what he had told us to do. We're doing exactly what he duty-bound us to do. We're doing exactly what he say do. We have backed down. And I'm very grateful to be one on the team of those people that are standing up. See, we stand up for God. We ain't standing up for Satan. That's what Satan mad about. And every time we get one or two or three, y'all come over where we at, that's you don't cut his head off. We don't want to cut his feet off. We want to cut his head off so he can't see nothing, can't smell, taste, hear nothing. We got to unloosen the knot that's in your throat to get you free. You can't even say, I want to be free. And we're telling you how to be free. But explain to me what washing in the blood means, wash you in the blood of Jesus. If Jesus came back and heard that, he'll slap the hell out of you. Says some stupid stuff like that. Now, let's go. Let's look at the prophets. All the prophets from Adam down to Jesus. I ain't got to Muhammad yet. To Jesus. Jesus said the same thing all the other prophets said before him. He hadn't said anything different from the other prophets because he was among the brotherhood of prophets. Now, do that sound like God to you? Since when God eat, drink water, sleep, and sit out and rest? And the Quran of Allah says sleep or slumber never sees him. Jesus went to sleep. He ate food.
Yeah.
Yes. He went to the bathroom. God don't do nothing like that. Well, excuse me. Not the God we serve. Now, maybe the one you serve do, and you have proof of that. All we ask you to do is send it over to us. Give us a proof that Jesus did all this and that he's God. Like the brother said, the scriptures say plainly, if you see God, you would die.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So now, how is he God? How is he God? Well, that's going to give some credit. If he God, then somebody don't told a lie. And you need to find out who lying. If we're lying, bring it to us. Pull your scripture up, read it all the way through, and tell it I found it in chapter so-and-so, verse so-and-so. That's all we ask you to do. But we know we're telling the truth because Paul picked up what Jesus left. And what he gave with that, what? Romans 1:27 verse, say the image, when it would call, the effects that it would cause when men start going together, women start going together, the house of the children leaving the house of the father leaving the children. Is that happening today? Well, where did Paul get that from? He got that from Jesus. So you're a lie if you say Jesus loves homosexuals. You can go in them churches and fool yourself all you want, but you just fool yourself. That's all you're doing. There'll never be on my child on no choir or nothing that we're running. We'll run you far away from it if we can get you. You see, you're playing a game. Like we say, you don't know how to be real. You walk down the street, you have my black brother. We ain't black. So they gave you that, and you started carrying that note for them. You black, black, black. No, we ain't black. No, cold is black.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it. That's Satan's job. He's still whispering in your ear. So I'm going to end this with this. Show you how much we love Allah, and we love Prophet Muhammad more than we do ourselves. And you can't love yourself more than the Prophet Muhammad. You have to love yourself above yourself. You have to love Prophet Muhammad more than you love yourself. And Prophet Muhammad said, that's the only way that you can really be free and fall in me. To love me more than you love yourself. Prophet Muhammad said this here. He would always make dua, a supplication for the community. And his wife Aisha asked him to make a dua for her. And the dua he made asked Allah to forgive her past, present, and future sins. And even sins a lot that she don't know that she did. And this is the same dua that he would make for his companions. So the brother say, well, yeah, Rasulullah, oh, Messenger of Allah, aren't we your brothers? Prophet Muhammad said, no, you are my companions. Say, my brothers would come later. We his brothers. We the one that's standing up. Ain't no, I don't want to say no Muslim like that, but I'm going to say no Muslim in the world. We done been to Mecca. I've been three times over the East. Ain't now one of them ever came up with a message like we talking right now. If we had the men with the sincerity that the Imam Elijah Muhammad had, we came up and he told us to take down the statue, we would have took him down physically. That's how much we believed in him. Now, we got his son who brought this message to us, and we're doing it the best we can to ask Allah to continue to keep on blessing us to do this work. Because we want to be the brother of Prophet Muhammad, not just a companion. And that's what he said that we are. He said the ones that will come later will be my brothers. That's us. So I'm grateful to Allah that you allow us to say something. You can't help but to get excited. It's good when you get excited like this because you know you're telling the truth. So you can't get excited like this and lying because you get trapped. I've seen people get on TV shouting and hollering so much and little stuff they give be kind of true, and then they trip themselves. So they go to the devil right now. Just lying. Yeah, that's what they do. All they doing, all you doing, I question one. When they buy a box of cigars from over there out of Cuba, they pay $15 for one cigar. For one. But you got children and women in the congregation. Children don't have decent shoes to wear, a decent dress to wear. Children don't have decent school clothing to go back to school. The system is so hooked up now that you got to struggle to get money to buy children's shoes. You got five children, you got about five uniforms, five pair of shoes, five book bags, five everything. And you don't have to have the money to feed them because you trapped. Once you started, you and your senses, all you got to do is go in your room and shut the door and call on God in sincerity. He'll answer you. Yeah, you get an answer. So I thank you, my brother and sister, for allowing us to come on and have a few words, like my brother said, and we hope that we say something that's got your attention. Where our attention get us. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, God's land, where we're going to close out and turn this over to Brother Amin and let them start they other part of this.
No, no.
He's not coming on?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll keep it right on rolling. There's anyone else in the queue that have something to add or take away or bring up to say what they want to say? Huh?
It looked like Sister Karan. But it's,
okay, we'll bring Sister Karan on. This show is for brothers and sisters. Want to share what they have, and they want to share, and Allah said that we are one, we are pair, and so we're gonna bring our better half on it, sister.
It's not her.
So bring sister.
Not her.
Quran.
That's not her. That's not sister.
Not
Quran.
Her.
I think brother. Area code 323, last four numbers 1024. Could you?
Yes. Thank you. So welcome.
Well, they got some names.
You fired up with the Holy Spirit of Allah. Alhamdulillah. I was listening to the other day. When the Christians, try to defame our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And, regarding the daughter of Abu Bakr, who was promised to Prophet Muhammad at 9, and the marriage and consummation didn't take place, and she was after 18 years old. But they had a custom there back then that they would betroth or promise someone, their daughter at a young age. But the actual marriage and consummation, didn't take place until she was after 18 years old. So I just wanted to mention that. He was wrong in that. But she was given to Prophet Muhammad, betrothed to him. And that was a custom. They would do that, with their daughters. They would betroth them to someone who they respected at a young age, but the actual marriage and consummation didn't take place till she was after 18, between the age of 18 and 19. So I just wanted to, mention that, because I was listening to what he was trying to say, trying to defame our prophet, peace be upon him.
Right. We understand that. And anybody that don't understand it, we would love to take our time to explain that to them if they bullheaded and if they would listen. Some people, have made their mind up on that, and it's going to take a minute for you to explain that to them if they give you an opportunity. But they have to give you an opportunity, and they really want to know what really happened. They will go study itself. No prophet never violated anyone, never stole anyone, never sent one of his friends out to die in the war just to get that person a wife. So all this is a frame that's been given to the prophet that we have an opportunity as Muslims to explain that. So, my dear brother, you can go on and bring some more. And we want to hear from you. And so you got it.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. And the actual reputation that the prophet had, he had said that he had, other things that he had claimed, I don't even want to mention it, but it was some evil stuff they tried to attribute to the prophet. But, in the prophet's history, he had the reputation and the name Al-Amin the Trustworthy, even before his prophethood. He was known as a very trustworthy person. People would give him their money and their valuables for him to, you know, keep because they knew he was honest. And he was upright and he was a moral man even before, you know, he received the revelation, you know, from Allah and prophethood. So all that, you know, he was saying is just falsehood and lies, you know, because the prophet had a sterling reputation. You know, he was called El Amin, the trustworthy, even before prophethood. And then, you know, like you mentioned, the other prophets, you know, this is why the Bible, you know, is just so corrupt, because it attributes so much evil to the prophets, you know, like, you know, one sleeping, getting drunk and sleeping with his daughters, and another one killing another man to get his wife and all kind of stuff like that, you know, in terms of Prophet David, and the other one was, I think it was Noah. Was supposed to have done that, if you know, but so that Bible, you know, that by the King James Version, they got so many versions of the Bible. You know, you ask someone about the Bible, which one are you talking about? Jehovah's Witness got a Bible, the Catholics got a Bible, they got 29 books that is not even in the regular, what they call the King James Version, and then the Latter-day Saints, you know, they got a Bible. And then you could talk to the Jehovah's Witnesses. They got a Bible. And, you know, there's so many of them out there. But what Bible are you talking about? And if it's supposed to be holy, well, holy is supposed to be true, pure, and clean, and undefiled. And then you got, you know, all that stuff, all those different versions, King James Version, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, alhamdulillah, brother, you're doing a good job, and, you know, they can't put out the light of Allah because Allah's light is going to shine. And, brother, you're doing an excellent job, and sister, may Allah continue to bless you both. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said, ma'am, so we thank you, my dear brother. Good to hear from you. Always welcome back. This is Joe.
Thank you.
And we are always welcome to hear from you. You got something good to say, please be sharing it with us, and we'll be, all you got to do is match one. You know what to do. And we'll pick
We'll
bring you home. Yes, sir. We're here to bring humanity back together, because we'll never be one calling each other white and black, Negro, Chinese, Cuban, all these things given to the human family to divide it and conquer. Caucasian and all this, fight and conquer. We're all the children of Adam, and you know, the ants don't have no problem being an ant with another ant. Why we got a problem? Because we've been miseducated by Satan himself. Satan is an educator through the TV, through the movies, through the magazine. You know, he started with our children with the music. Our little babies can listen, and you can put them in a scroller, and a commercial come on, and right away that music catch our little baby's attention. And our baby come to a complete silence listening, watching that commercial, because in that commercial it's manipulating our babies. And our babies, and we are the children that used to be, we are the grown people that used to be babies. So they got to us. But now we have a chance to truly overcome the evil that we bought into, that we fell a victim of, huh? And Allah said that He would deal with Satan. You ain't gonna be able to sit down and let Satan entertain you, and you're not gonna be affected by Satan. His job is to get you at any means necessary, and that's what He has done. So we're fighting this king of Satan. We're telling people that we're one people. That it remove the image out of the world and take that away, and that image is always going to be a stumbling, a wall stopping us from owning our own neighborhoods and business. I see people, African-American, they have been blinded by the lie. This is my neighborhood. And you finna get put out the neighborhood that you growed up in. Why?
because these people got money. And the government said that they going to back them to buy a home, pay for the home, pay for the land, and by you renting the people that own the house look like them, they going to get that man. That's why that image that did all of that. People that look like each other are in that image. They work together, and they work together much better than we who do not look like the image. And the proof of that, folks, turn the TV on tonight. Ain't nobody killing us but us. The image not killing each other like we are. So the solution is to remove the image, to see ourselves as human beings. Isn't that what God say, you made human beings? But look at African Americans, how quick they buy into things like tattoos and earrings and their nose and in their eyes and their tongue. Look how quick they buy into tattoos all over their body, whether it be football players, playing golf or whatever, basketball. They got tattoos all. Look how all their influence have it. And you find the poorest people in the neighborhood got a $300 tattoo, a $500 pair of shoes, a $7-$8 pack of cigarettes in their pocket. The poorest people in the world, huh? Gas is almost $4 or $5 a gallon, and they got to spend all that money on gas, cigarettes, and all the other stuff they need. How in the world are they gonna save anything? How in the world are they gonna have time to come together, invest in this, invest? Money is used better, and it grows better when you invest it, because some of that money come back. How many African Americans follow that logic? Huh? So we're at the brink of ruin because we follow the lies. We follow the hand-me-down lies that they hang it down to us, and we pass it down to our children. Like, I question people, why buy toys and give them to your child in the name of Santa Claus? You went and bought the toys from Walmart, wrapped the toys up, put them in a tree, under a tree, after the Bible says, cursed the any tree cut out as far as and decorated, and you decorate the tree, and then you come back and wrap toys and put it under the tree, and then wake your child up on the 25th or 26th of December and tell them this humaneness, this huge lie that Santa Claus come down the chimney, and y'all don't even own no chimney, but this is a lie that's been passing down from generation to generation. So all these lies have been given to us, and we still practice, our people practice these lies, and they get angry at you for mentioning what their ancestors, their people before them used to do. They get angry at that. Huh? They get angry when you point out the truth. But they tell you Jesus said know the truth. So they don't really follow the truth. So they are victim of their own ignorance. And they will never come into the light of truth until they follow that which God has intended them to have. If God intends for them to have the Ten Commandments, then let them use the Ten Commandments, and they will come up almost equal with us, with our five principles. But they will never come up equal with us, long as they're not following some of the Ten Commandments. And the first commandment, don't make no image of God. The second commandment, image, don't make nothing in the water, in the ocean, up in the sky. Well, it cover all the things that we see on earth. Don't make no image of God. They done broke that law. And any law, that law is more stronger than the law that you where you get up on top of a mountain and you get on top of that mountain and the law of gravity is there and you jump off that mountain, you 3,000 or 4,000 feet in the air. And you break the law, you ain't got a parachute on, then that law is going to destroy you because you broke it. You jumped off that mountain. So the truth come to clear up all the falsehoods that have been given to us, all the hatred that have been given us. You a black nigga. Your nigga ain't no good. I'm doing my own thing. I'm my own man. Nobody tell me what to do. Who gave us all this but an enemy? You make your own decision. You your own man. Nobody, don't let nobody tell you what to do. And the same one that's telling you, don't let nobody tell you what to do, is the very one who's telling you wrong to do wrong. So Allah is the greatest. Allah is so great, he ain't let no people be strong. And Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. Jesus said he was coming. He said, it's speedy, Dago. So if Jesus is telling us to come, go get me any figure in this earth, but been on this earth 1,000 years back, and what we said, Prophet Muhammad, go get me somebody who can match what Prophet Muhammad did. You won't find him. Because God didn't make, Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. And anybody argue with that, they argue out of ignorance. They arguing out of evil. They're not arguing with knowledge and logic. They're not arguing for the best for the human family. They arguing out of ignorance because some people don't think that because our skin is brown or dark that God didn't want all of us to look like. They think that we, like the guy was saying the other night, that we got a curse on us because the Bible, because the Bible that been tampered with, that Noah had sex with his son and all this foolishness, and his son seen him naked, and he put a curse on his son, and has told his son he's gonna be black, and all his children, ancestors, all his children gonna be carrying other people's wood and everything else. That ain't nothing but foolishness. That ain't nothing, some script was put in there by a person who writes the same script for Hollywood. Same people that sit down and write a script for Hollywood are the same people that put that kind of mentality in the Bible and put it there to put a, come out of curse. Why would God curse any child born from a woman? The Quran come to correct all of that. And they don't want you to have the Quran. They don't make the people think that they ain't going nowhere, ain't going to progress with a Quran. But we offer the Quran to them, and we tell them what this book represents. We don't want to give them the book and not tell them to wash their hand and appreciate the word of God. If you wash your hand and receive some food from God, when you wash your hand, your face, and everything else, that's to receive the good food God wants. We want you to show some respect for the word of God. So we said, wash your hand before you pick this book up and read it. Huh? We didn't bring you no nicknames. The Quran's and the Negro names are the names of the devil. And that's what it does. It does devilish things. You tell a man that Lil Willie cut you, and the police say, do you know how many Lil Willies it is? Huh? So they, you ain't telling me nothing, Lil Willie cut you. They got Lil Willie in every town. So but we come with our real name, Abdullah. And then we, Muhammad, huh? Raheem. We tell them what those names mean. One guy told me he named his dog Abdullah. I told him, your dog got a better name than you got. What's your name? Huh? So we bring the clear, true, clear evidence coming from the Al-Quran. This is the book in it is guided sure without doubt for those who truly believe it. And God said he want to make Muslims. We ain't trying to make nobody anything. Only thing we are trying to do is call anybody back from wrongdoing so they won't be able to tell God on the day of judgment that no one didn't come to them and bring them the truth. Imam Wadi Muhammad brought us the truth. Elijah Muhammad brought us a temporary truth to hold us, to clean us up. Huh? And Imam brought the truth to put the man in the man and the woman back in the woman because they had took the man out of us. They had took the women out of us, the woman out of us. They done made the woman think that she ain't nothing but a great pair of legs. Huh? She ain't nothing but half. Nails. Huh? Not a mother no more. Not the first teacher no more. Not the one who give life and keep life going. A woman, these women don't teach them that. The only way they don't get that kind of teaching, they got to come to the master. They got to come to what people or imam that love them, people that love them, they teach them that. Because if they teaching a man die for their sin, then what sin they gonna stop doing? Because Jesus done died for their sin. Every time they do make a sin, well, Jesus died for it. That's what they gonna say. So they ain't going down to the courthouse and tell not one judge that Jesus died for their sin. They ain't gonna do that. But they'll tell you, yeah, he died for my sin. He saved me. Teeth falling out. Dipping snuff. Non-cocaine, huh? Smoking reefer, but Jesus don't save them, huh? But the people that selling themselves is pimping them. So Jesus saved them to be pimped by the one who's selling them that trash, that garbage. So we're here tonight. So I'm going to look in the queue and see if there's anyone else got anything else to say. And then we're going to bring back you see Brother Muhammad still there, Diane?
Brother Muhammad? Can I ask a question, please?
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
The brother went off. He calls himself Old Soul sometime when he used to come on frequently, and I forgot his name. Hey, could I get your name again, brother?
Oh, yes. My name is Rashad, Brother Rashad.
Brother Rashad. Right. Okay, I would like to ask you a question just for clarification, please, and for my own information. Sister Aisha, was she 9 years old when she was promised to to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by her father, Brother Abu Bakr, but she did not, like you said, go to live with him. But she lived with her father until she was 18, you say, or 19. Then she went to live with Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Am I right or wrong? I mean.
This is that which you know, I have knowledge of or have been taught, that at 9 years old, she was betrothed, promised to the prophet. And now, whether or not she lived with the prophet, or still stay with her father, Abu Bakr, that I don't know. I don't have knowledge of that. That's a good question. I'm going to find out. But I know that the understanding that has been, you know, taught is that the actual confirmation didn't take place until she was mature, you know, at least 18 years old. But whether or not she lived with the prophet before then, I cannot tell you. I don't know. I have to look into that.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
And I would like Brother Suja or Imam Ibrahim, answer that for me.
Ibrahim.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Okay. First of all, let me say this here. I would like to let people know this, so we don't have any confusion. I'm a student of Imam Wardi Muhammad. I went to the Imam class of Imam Muhammad, started out in 77 all the way through. A lot of information a lot of brothers don't have. I did not say that Aisha had a relationship with the prophet. I said this. I said around the age of 15. Now, Aisha was only 18 when the prophet died.
No, I didn't say you said anything. I was asking
for clarification. No. I didn't tell you. I just going over what I say. I didn't say you. I'm just trying to make something clear here.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing. I didn't say. I say between 15 and 18, the prophet passed. She was only 18 years old. She used to play with the prophet and his wife, first wife, Khadija. He's running and playing stuff. This information that I have, I don't want to come. I don't come with no half-truths and don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to leave it right there for a minute. And she was promised to the prophet. And Abu Bakr said, "Ya Rasulullah, you're my brother." He said, "No, I'm not your brother like that." This promise was given him through Allah, inspired him to ask Abu Bakr. And when the prophet explained it to him, that's what happened, Abu Bakr agreed.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Thank you. Okay, well, I have to go in. Look and read more for myself, because I have done some reading, but not all. I just wanted to get the different, you know, understandings that others had as well.
Well,
thank you. Thank both of you. Alhamdulillah.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, Okay, well, I bring Imam back up and let him keep sharing with us on the subject he want to talk about. But Imam Ibrahim.
Oh, you want
Ibrahim? Yes. Okay. I'm going to let Sujah close out.
Okay, then. As-salamu alaykum.
What's your name?
I only bear witness and testify nothing deserving of worship except Allah alone. And I only bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. He is the messenger of Allah's last messenger, and he is the seal. So that can't be argued. You can't even debate that, because we know that to be true, because even Jesus in the Bible says so. He said, the one come after me will take you into all truth. Now, if he was God, who going to take you into all truth but God? He said, one come after me will take you into all truth. And they asked him for a description of the one that come. He said, the one that come after me, he said, I came in riding on an ass, a donkey. He said, the one come after me be riding on a camel. Now, who rode camels?
Yeah. Muhammad.
Anybody ride camel from Muhammad in the desert? And he said that the one come out of me will take you into all truth. Don't is the Quran all truth? Isn't it the seal of all the other books?
That's right.
Well, that's all the truth. After the Quran came, right? After the Quran come the judgment. Aren't we in judgment right now?
Yes,
this is what Imam Muhammad gave us. The Quran was the final revelation, and after the revelation come the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in it right now. So the lie that they told that Jesus died for the sins, we weren't even born there. 2,000 years ago, we weren't even listening. So how he died for our sins? But like we say, Satan got the people on that hook. All they got to do, like we say, they don't think. Well, okay, praise be to Allah. That's what we come in at, because Allah has raised us up and taught us how to think. Now we come to y'all as thinkers, not reactors, not saying something we don't know nothing about. We have studied. I've been in Islam 54 years. Security for Imam Muhammad. You know, can't know anybody be secure for Imam Muhammad. I studied with Imam Muhammad from the time of 77 when he started Imam class every Tuesday in Chicago. We was there. A lot of information we got that I still remember, I don't even hear it no more, that we got from Imam Muhammad. How are we going to rebuild the world and we won't take the information that he got and brag it out to the people? We started grabbing bits from here, bits from over here, bits from over here, bits from over here, bits over here. Then when you throw your stuff out there and then they get snatched, then you try to wonder what happened. If you stay the course, that's one thing Allah Elijah Muhammad did, may Allah forgive his sin and grant him paradise. We didn't read them, but his books, the Bible verse he told us to read, and the newspaper. We went biting off everybody's knowledge, everybody's so-called knowledge. We had our own. So why can't we be like with the Quran and follow the leadership of Ibn Wardi Muhammad? That's the one that freed us. That's the one that put the mind in us. If man mean mind, who put the mind in us? Man, Ibn Muhammad. And I'm like, Muhammad said, that's not my job. My job is to clean you up, to prepare you for one to come after me. And he used Bible scripture. He said, the one come after me will take you into all truth. And he told the truth, Imam Muhammad. So Allah specially prepared Imam Muhammad, right, who mastered Quran at 18 years old. And then kept on and on in his studies. A lot of things we can say about Imam Muhammad. We're not trying to choke the people right now. Imam Muhammad told you, when we on the rostrum, make that rostrum your battlefield, because you're in charge then. And people can't argue with you just like that. You know, because sometimes people like to throw stuff out there to see how you're going to bite on it. Are you going to reach at it? See, and we have to be careful, agents. They real good at that. But just think about this. You're good at it, but you ain't good enough. Because we got what to take the bus, the agent, the devil's imps and stuff. So this thing that had hunted us for over 400 years, this cross thing, how it came into being. And they didn't come up with that idea until what? Satan told Allah, I'm going to travel from east, west, north, and south. Ain't that the cross? Yes. Why the north and the south, when they buried Christianity, they put the head in the north and the feet in the south? Why? I'm going to give you something to Imam Muhammad. Now, why? I want somebody to answer. These are things that we need to know. So when they come to us, we know how to answer their questions. And Imam told her, when a person comes to you and asks you a question about the religion, he said, listen attentively. He said, when they finish, then take your knowledge and put it on top of theirs. So when anybody told him on our show, like, how am I do? He give us 10 minutes. Oh, brother, you got 6 minutes. And keep you in time. Oh, brother, you got 2 minutes left. That's what we need to do to everybody come on this program. Any that guy that came on the other night, we're gonna cut them down. We got to shut it down because this is not what we're looking for. We're looking to explain to the people how we can stop them worshiping something that God said don't do. They say they're good Christians. Tell them to take no cross off the robe they wear. If God say make no engraved image of me from the heaven above or the earth beneath, what do you mean when you say to heaven? What he say when he mean the earth? Come from Imam Muhammad school now. Huh? He talking about the zodiac. The stars and all that. Imam Muhammad told us to study it, but don't make it to God. The earth with gold and minerals and diamonds. Don't make them your God. We use those commercials to sell products and stuff. This is how we have to break this stuff down to these people. And I'm talking about, I'm coming from the Quran. I don't want to do it in Arabic. I'm doing it in English so everybody understands what we're talking about. And be able to, if you say an Arabic word, be able to break it down to a final, I mean to the nit so the people can understand. Otherwise, make it clear to them. We don't want to leave them hanging on anything. We have the keys. I'm going to say it again. We, not new, we have the keys. What keys do we have? We have the keys of life. That's what Imam Muhammad told us. And the two crosses that you're looking at, one is a false one, and one is one to unlock those with. And that's the one they use in Egypt. You know, it was called, but the top of it was a head. Represent the head of man, the knowledge. But the one that Christianity used, it don't have a head on it. Everything's on a square. Four is a square which all things stand on. That's your foundation. So you got a foundation on every level, physical, mentally, spiritually. You got a foundation that you start from in those areas. So this is how we want to come to people and reach them and get them to ask us questions. We ain't trying to cut each other down on the phone, on the line. We don't do that. We can always get each other's phone number after the show and call and discuss things. But this is what Shaytan was. And I tell you, he always used an infiltrator to come with some outrageous information about Muhammad or somebody said, but, and don't even know what the hell they talking about. We don't go to school for nothing. You can't pass from one grade to the other grade unless you qualify to pass. You cannot be an imam unless you qualify to be an imam. And who qualified us? Imam Wadi Muhammad. My brother Sukhar can tell you what I'm saying right now is true, because we were there in the class. And we know how Imam Muhammad qualified us. And then he came back and told us years later, if I questioned every one of you imams in here, none of y'all would pass the test. That's telling us something. And what's got our community messed up now? It's because the imams don't stand up. You can say anything around them, you're going to say, and they do try to correct you, and brother, you know, I heard you say, no, nigga, let me correct you right now. We are not no children. And we sure ain't no punks. If you know I'm just street language now, you know what I'm talking about. We're going to correct you. I don't want to say check. We're going to correct you. And we pray that I'm correcting you, that you will be successful in being corrected. And you don't have to accept nothing that we say it. Everything we have said, we saying is the truth. Now, if we are lying, I tell you what I do. I put the challenge to you. If you think we lying, go get your family, mom and everybody, to bring them to the phone. I'm going to get my wife, Abba, Zudiah, and Brother Suja, and we're going to be on the other end, and we're going to ask you, if Jesus Christ is God, do you swear that 4 times? And we're going to swear the opposite, and we ask Allah on the 5th time, is what they're saying the truth, they chastise us. And if we are lying, Allah chastise them. You ready for that one? We ain't playing. We're going to challenge you. We're going to put it out there. And I'm going to challenge you the way that Prophet Muhammad did. This is what he did. And the person who called him a priest didn't even show up the next day. Okay, how many minutes do I have now?
None.
I don't have any now. I'm going to leave you at peace.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, I'm going to leave you in peace the way I came. Assalamu alaikum.
I was gonna be calling you tonight, brother Suja. You got the wheel.
I also bear witness, and I also testify that there is.
What did you say to me?
No. I didn't say anything.
That's not me, Abba. I'm not saying anything.
I'm just opening it up. I bear witness and I testify that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah and he's God's servant. And I like to give the believers the greeting of peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. You know, there was a question that the young man put out the other night, and he said, "What is it that Prophet Muhammad did where you can prove that he's a prophet, you know?" And you know, they have a saying that all the prophets of God did a miracle, you know, and in Islam, the miracle that they have for the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, when they ask that question, most Muslims say that it's the Quran. So that's the miracle. It's the Quran. And they say that Prophet Muhammad was the walking Quran, you know. And there was other miracles, but I didn't want to bring that out to the young man because I didn't want to feed him. I didn't want him to put me in a position that I got to answer this question, you know. And I just played around it, you know. And I'm in agreement with the rule that we put that mute on it, you know. Give them few minutes, and let them know the minutes is winding up, you know. And when they come, you know, we got to put you on mute. So praise be to Allah. One of the things that, you know, the peoples of the world know, especially the powerful peoples and the top religious peoples, they know that it's our time.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's our time. The handwriting is on the wall. And so they trying to do everything they can to confuse the issue and trying to deceive us, you know, and try to make it look like it's impossible. It's impossible. You know, African-American will never come into no type of power. You see? They don't even want to recognize our community. Any kind of question they got about Islam, the news media, they'll ask the Middle Eastern brothers the question, and they have one of them out front with the mic in his face,
mm-hmm.
And we know that's the truth.
Yeah.
I don't think we never seen. I don't know none of the brothers that I know that is qualified to talk to the news media, and sisters that's qualified to talk to the news media. I never seen them been asked important questions.
Right, that's right.
Never. You know, because they know, brothers and sisters, they know that we got the answers.
Mm-hmm.
They know we got the true answers. They had a brother from Europe and came and told me. He came and told me. He was a European brother. He said that your community, Imam Wahdi Muhammad community, I have seen some of them in Europe, some brothers and sisters in Europe, said that they are the real Muslims. That's what he told me. He said they are the real Muslims. I'm not just making this up. This is real. You know, it's because we got the truth, and we're going to stand on the truth. We're not going to back up. We're not going to sugar it down, water it down. We're going to bring it to you the way that we think Allah wants us to bring it to you. You know, and this truth is in a whole lot of areas is sensitive, very sensitive, because it's dealing with a lie that the peoples, African Americans, and a whole lot of the Caucasians their survival is dependent on it. As far as staying in their high places, their high positions, you know, having the good things of life that they got, you know, and it's dependent on that, you know, that this is kept covered up, you know. But it's time. The time is out. It's time. It's time for the truth. It's time mm-hmm. is out for the lie, brothers and sisters. Time is out for the falsehood. You know, we know all about Uncle Tom and all those other peoples that was out there know how to play ball. That's what they call it, knowing how to play ball, you know, with the politician. Know how to filibust.
Yeah.
Know how to eat cheese. We're not into that. You know, that's when it's so easy. It ain't nothing you got to look up on a brick to find. You ain't got to dig deep to find. It's right up there in your face. The truth is real. That God don't have a son. The truth is real. That it's time for us to establish businesses in the community. African American. It's time for us to take on some of this responsibility. And if we don't take it on, we're not going to be free. If we don't take it on. You see, it's time for us. Inshallah, we gonna try to get more brothers and sisters that talking about that, got that type of program, come before the masses. What I mean by the masses is Imam Wafidi Muhammad followers.
Mm-hmm.
No, the supporters of Imam Wafidi Muhammad. We need more brothers and sisters to come before them, because what's happening right now, the one that is tricking them, they feel that they got their attention. I'm telling y'all what's going on. They feel like they got the attention of the masses of Imam Wafidi Muhammad community, and they are leading them astray. They don't have, their intention is nowhere to share in the wealth, to want for their brother what they want for themselves. You can look at it and just think and see how they're backstabbing. You know, want to be seen. It's so clear. And those days are over with. It's time for us to truly have something. Mm-hmm. And the only way we gonna have something, we got to get those young people into business. And some of us gonna have to go into business. We're going to have to take on responsibility. We're going to have to bring halal forward. They can't keep on eating this type of food that they feeding us out of those supermarkets. They feeding these cows and these chicken anything and everything. They can almost make a chicken a 30,000 chicken the same size. Same size of drumsticks, same size of breasts. They can do that now. And you look at this meat, you know it ain't real. So what time it is? It's time for halal. It's time for us to bring out halal. And the reason they are so afraid of us is because when we bring out halal, when we bring out the real thing and the people taste it, boom, it's all over with. So what they got to do, they got to do everything they can to keep us from bringing it out.
Mm.
And they got to figure out, if we bring it out, how long could we cover it up so the people can't realize that they got the real thing. We got to cover it up. We got to deceive them, or we'll buy all of it up.
Mm.
They got to try to get 20 or 30 more years. That's what time it is, brothers and sisters. Businesses is important. Business is the second stage. Business is the application of knowledge. You just can't say you got knowledge and you don't apply.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is knowledge. Everything that you see is knowledge. Knowledge only means that it's just to know.
Mm-hmm.
I know what all this is. But now I got to apply some wisdom. And they say after getting wisdom and knowledge, get what? Understanding. Understanding pays off. You benefit from that. That's where we at. That's where we at. And see, you got brothers like Brother Ibrahim, like we've been studying up in the imam, and Noah, the imam was bringing it to us. A lot of them blessed us to see. Brother Akbar been out there teaching. You know, a lot of them got us seeing. We see the hand, right? We see the real deal. But you can't force it on. We can't force nothing on nobody. Only thing we can do is try to figure out different ways we can bring it to the people. What does Allah say? Said those that sit at home is not equal to those that goes out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wisdom. Those that just get the knowledge and say, I got it, is not like those that get the knowledge and apply. That's wisdom. We got to apply the knowledge. We got to, and after the application of the knowledge, and our young people establish these business, we got to figure out how we're going to support them. We got to support them. Because if they don't have no support, ain't nothing happening. They can't know that. Knows that, you know. So we're asking Allah's help, and if Allah helps us, can't nobody stop.
That's right.
If we get Allah's help, nobody can stop us.
Thank you.
So, brothers and sisters, you know, let's come together. It's our time. I'm telling you, it's our time. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about nothing. It's our time. All we got to do is step up and move out. And move out with it with confidence. You know, we got it. You wouldn't have that brother come on online the way he came on if we weren't talking about nothing, if we weren't saying something. That's what I mean, brother. You may have even called him a traitor because he knew that we was talking that, and we know that we were talking about something, and then he come on saying the things that he's saying. What is he? I won't say he could be an infiltrator. He wasn't there to help us.
That's right.
It's just an obvious fact.
Obvious.
Yeah. It's just clear.
Yeah.
But you got people want to keep people blind to that. To that fact.
Yeah.
Oh no, he didn't. He just the one to ask questions. He's just inquisitive. Maybe he become a Muslim. All that mess. That brother has been on more than one. And he probably listening now. And figure out how he can ease in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm gonna turn it over to back over to Brother Agua. And alhamdulillah, we still got a little bit more time, and you know, I came in peace and leave in peace. You know, maybe some other person has some shapes and makes. And assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Assalam.
Ya Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on many battlefields together, and that other night was just another battlefield. Another, Allah said, don't never think that you said that you gonna be, you believe and think you ain't gonna be tested. That was a test, because something ugly said about Prophet Muhammad. I remember in my days when my brother, my physical brother, said something about Prophet Muhammad, and I had to put him in his place. Now he never forgot that now, but he would never tell me that man that I was following was crazy. He would never tell me that again. And so this what we have is nothing to play with. But we show mercy even to our enemy. Prophet told us that. And this man was a cold blooded. He was testing us. He was saying things to us that he could get away with where he was, but he kept asking us what was our name. My wife kept me, what is your name? What, asking us, the sisters, what their name was. So we had to sit down and analyze that this man was, they come on to the show, and he came on for bad intentions. And I think he met some fine people who loved Prophet Muhammad and what he had to say. He can take all that and put it in the trash can. That's about as far as it's going to go. And he can live on. We're not trying to stop him from living. Everybody got the freedom to go to back to the one who created him, or they got the freedom not to go back to the one who created him. That's everybody get their choice. So we thank Allah for the choice that we made, that I made. So I thank Allah every day for the choice that I made, that I know that after looking at this society and all the people that I grew up with and passed away, and some of the lifestyle they lived and passed away soon, I'm still here, then that got to be the mercy and blessing of Allah, because I grew up in the game. So thank Allah every day that I'm still here on this earth. And I know I'm the property of Allah, not the property of my mother and father, but I'm the property of Allah. And I never forget that. I've kept care of that with me everywhere I go. So today, because people on our property taking our signs off, and we made the person, the Caucasian guy, help us put it back. And we talked to him like he was a brother. And we told him that it's not time to take Jesus from him. If you want to worship him, that's your prerogative. But we're not worshiping no man. But I told him, I'm not going to call you a white man. And he said, I know I ain't white. I'm not a black man. I'm a human being. And what you did was against the law of something a human being shouldn't do. He's the one that was done that, took somebody else's time. And we're speaking in the behalf. He's saying what Jesus said. He didn't come on his own. He said God sent him. He didn't say he sent himself. He said God sent him. So we're trying to give him the gift. And he agreed with us. But he said, I thought y'all would try to take. But what you taking our signs, snatching our signs off the fence, how is that following Jesus? You can explain that. Start crying and going on.
I'm just laughing. Y'all
call
somebody
man.
Pulled you
inside
now?
Man, Fulton called him. They didn't come up to the masjid here with the sign. And so it's just like the man might have been somebody set by the police. Because while we were talking, we seen some detectives come up there, what we were speaking at, and we seen the imam brought him up to the mat, try to get him the faith for the time that he did to our signs, and he kept lying. He had his arm wrapped like he said, I ain't never seen no blue stuff like he had wrapped around his arm. I had a tape recording. I don't know. We couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But we called him. Police didn't even come. So that showed me that it might
look,
be in a spirit to get us to do something, and we wouldn't bite the bait they set up for us. We wouldn't go for it. We showed the man mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But we
have to
be one of so he's too clean. He was too clean. He looked at me, he was clean. He started crying. I done lost my job and all that other stuff. And
yo, guys.
Thank y'all for me and all that. And Pam said, don't keep calling the police. Next time you come and we catch you snatching his mind, we ain't calling the police no more. We're going to deal with you. You giving us a name. You got no ID on you. You know, you probably made the name up. And he may have called me. So anyway, it came out right. So his time is up. Get someone to close us out in prayer.
Can we get the ma'am to do it, please?
Hey, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan, the rejected. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do repent to him and him alone. I mean.
Everybody have a great night. Thank you tomorrow.
You too. Inshallah.
This peace and love, and this is what we have been putting in the world, and we make the world, and we got a great start. Assalamu alaikum to all my brothers and sisters. Until tomorrow, bring someone with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.